How do you become that girl? Go to therapy. That's the answer.
Exactly. This week's episode, we're going to talk about the unseen labor of being that girl. We're talking about the emotional, physical, and invisible work behind being the woman that has it all together. The exhaustion that comes with the perfectionism, the loneliness that comes with the independence, and the self-work it takes to finally choose balance over burnout.
Unrelated, but also related. I feel like you go on YouTube and you see content like this all the time. How to become that girl. Become that girl in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
10 steps to becoming that girl. And I feel like it's all so cheesy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because what does that girl even mean?
Exactly.
And why does everybody want to be that girl? Like, what is your version of that girl? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that girl should be your best self. And it doesn't have to look like what the next person's version of their best self is.
No, exactly.
I just hate that type of content because everybody's making it. And and people are making it because it works. But I just feel like it just preys on people's insecurities and the rough patches that they're going through and, you know, in their life. And a lot of the being that girl comes with luxury and all this other stuff. And it's like, that's not
a price tag.
Yeah. And it's like, that's not realistic for most people.
Right.
And yeah, it should just be about being your best self and ways that you can improve your life. And that doesn't necessarily involve drinking matcha and all this other nonsense, like
a 10-step Korean skincare routine.
Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah. No, I think you said it best, because it's like what works for someone else is not going to work for you. And I think even when it comes to the whole term that girl, I feel like it's you're going to forever chase it, right? I don't think it's something where it's like, oh, you're going to be that girl in 4 weeks. And it's like, whoo, finally I'm that girl. It's like, no, girl, it's going to take infinite time. Because we're constantly evolving and changing and growing, and what we want and desire just changes as we grow older, right?
And not only that, you have to do what works for you. So let's say you look up to a fitness girly and you want to lose weight and whatever. Like, number one, she could be on Ozempic going to Pilates and just not be being transparent about it, you know? And everybody's body types and things are different. So like one person going to Pilates and being ripped and that's all they do could work for them, whether they're on Ozempic or not or whatever. And the things that they're doing that they're not telling you. But you might need a different type of exercise routine. You might have to do more cardio to lose weight, or you might have to eat significantly more protein in order to gain muscle mass, where the next person gets ripped because they just have a genetic advantage, you know? And that's also why that content is like, I don't want to say misleading, but like you have to have very, very strong discernment, because I feel like people will just get caught up in consumerism and seeing somebody's before and after and saying, what exactly did you do from beginning to end? What are you wearing from head to toe? And it's like, that might not work for you. That diet might not work for you. That exercise plan might not work for you. But also, like, even something that I've learned is like, that looks really nice on the model. That doesn't work for my body type. And that doesn't even mean I have a bad body. Like, it doesn't. It's just, I have long legs. I have a short torso. I have long arms. I have a perky butt. I have thicker thighs. Like, I've had to learn, like, I have broad shoulders, you know? So certain things I'm like, that looks great on her.
Right.
But it's not going to look good on me. So what does a that girl outfit look like for me that I'm going to feel best in? Because I'll buy something and I'm like, this is really cute, but I don't feel confident in it.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's everyone is different, and what works for them works for them, and what works for you works for you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's get into some questions, shall we? How much of your daily life is for you versus what looks good to others?
Now, 100%.
Yeah.
But I definitely, and this is why I say what I just said, because I've been guilty of it in the past. Like, if, you know, I feel like everything I say on this podcast is not ever coming from a judgmental lens. It's coming from experience. I have been guilty of, in the past, probably buying something or doing something or going wherever it is, just because like I thought it was going to look good. And it's just about decentering other people's opinions, because it really doesn't matter. And that can really get you down a path of just wasting money and time on things that really don't matter. So now 0% is spent on, you know, what other people are going to think.
You know, there are definitely people out there where you can tell like their feed and their social media stories are curated for the likes and to please other people. I definitely don't do that. I'm like, I post what I want, what makes me feel good and whatever. But no, I definitely think I just live my daily life for myself. And to maybe some people, it may look like, man, your life looks cool, but it's like, and maybe today is just a fun day. Right. It doesn't mean it's every day. Especially travel, right? I think travel content's always fun. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, yeah, this is what I do with my time when I actually have the time, and this is how I want to spend my money. But I think also, like, I'm not an influencer. So maybe if I was an influencer, maybe that would be a hard question for me to answer. Mm-hmm. Not saying that all influencers do that, but let's be honest, I think some influencers portray certain things on social media because that's their image, that's their brand, and that's their income. Mm-hmm. So I think for someone like me, I love that I'm not an influencer and I'm not forced to post to pay my bills or put food on the table. So I'm just kind of like, I don't give a shit what y'all think about what I post.
Yeah.
I just post a bunch of quotes, honestly.
Yeah. And I think that's the hard part about creating content is, I don't want to say it's hard to show up authentically, but I think it's easier if you're the type of person that just gets on camera and talks like we are right now. It's a lot easier. But for me, on the other side of things, making beauty content, skincare content, fashion content, the way you appear matters in that type of content.
Yeah.
So that can be challenging of balancing, like showing up as yourself authentically. And the problem that I've had is I can be a perfectionist in life, period. So then when I started creating content, that started to translate there, where it's like, I'm only going to show up on camera if it's absolutely perfect and everything's perfect and there's no hair out of place, there's no eyelash out of place. Mm. I feel like this outfit is like top notch, whatever. And that's where creating content has like become a struggle for me, is like, I do like that. Like, yeah. I do like to have my hair look nice and makeup look nice and outfits that are nice. And that is authentic to me, but it's not authentic to me all the time, because there are days where I don't always look like that. But showing the days where I don't look like that, it can be hard. Right. Yeah. But, and that's why it's like, social media is not real, because people aren't posting their bad days.
Right.
Or even their normal days. They're posting them traveling, which is not every day, or whatever it is, or them going out when you're dressed up and whatever, and not necessarily just you on a normal bummy, crummy day.
Right.
Because I've always, since I was a kid, had a passion for beauty, fashion, whatever. And I still want to hold on to that, but still be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And finding that balance and showing up online for plenty of people to scrutinize you and leave whatever types of comments they want. Finding that balance is very difficult. It's not hard for me to show up authentically here, just talking and sharing my experiences, but finding that balance has been harder.
I can only imagine, because it's like, obviously you want to put your best work out there because you know what people want to see. Like, there's certain stuff people just don't want to see, which I can only imagine the amount of pressure that it puts on you to kind of create that, let's be honest, that perfect content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want people want to look at your video and be like, imagine themselves in that or wearing that, et cetera. So you want to make it like your best. And sometimes your best takes a lot of work and a lot of energy.
Yeah, and that's how I feel, is like, I don't want to put any, like, regardless of anyone's opinion, my opinion is the one that matters the most. And if I don't think it's spectacular, I don't want to put it out there, you know? So that's what's finding that balance over there, it's hard.
What's one thing about your life people assume is easy, but it's not? Honestly, I think I would say for that response, when people think that because maybe you're not as present with them in the moment, that it's like, it's not like you're not trying. I think there's times where people assume that you have all the free time in the world. And it's like, actually, I don't. Just because you may see my location at home doesn't mean I'm laying down on my couch watching TV. 9 times out of 10, I'm honestly probably working on something. And so I think of that question as far as just, yeah, like not everyone's 24 hours looks the same. And just because I'm not posting my 24 hours or you're not physically laying eyes on me does not mean I'm not doing something or actively trying to figure out my life or what I'm really trying to do or accomplish. And I think that's hard because I hate having to over explain why I can't make it or why I maybe have to leave early or why maybe I'm there, but like I may not be all the way present because I'm having to, I don't know, do something on my phone or maybe I'm just tired and I'm not as bubbly and happy. Like I just hate the over explaining. Sometimes it's just like I'm doing my best and I'm kind of spread thin and I'm trying to find ways to honestly show up in ways, but also most importantly, show for myself.
Mm-hmm. And that's totally fair. Yeah, I think when you have a lot going on or you're going through a lot, whatever the case may be, and you are not a complainer, I think people obviously are going to assume that you're good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
So then, yeah, that's where they're like, oh, well, why can't you come to X, Y, and Z? Or why can't you put your phone down? Because you're, yeah, you keep things close to the chest and
yeah
you're going to deal with it on your own. So then I think it can create a lack of understanding, you know, or empathy around what you're actually juggling.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. And I definitely agree with that. I think some of us are just generally carrying more weight and no one would know because we just know how to carry it well, right? And I think that's what it is. And I just remind myself sometimes, I'm like the saying goes, you know, God wouldn't put more on you than you can bear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God, clearly you think I can carry a lot because goddamn.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if people... yeah, really look at my life and think it's easy. Because I feel like luckily maybe I have a lot of understanding people. To your point, I feel like a lot of the things that I do are things that people just would not want to do. Like, it's hard to get up there and try and influence. And, you know, I have friends that are like, I don't know how you film videos like that all the time. You know, like I couldn't. It's exhausting. Or whatever. And I like, I have friends that have big platforms like on Instagram, but when it comes, but taking photos, easy for them. But when it comes to making videos, they're like, Blake, I don't know how the fuck you do that all the time. You know? So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Cause think about it, it really is not easy. Do you think social media has made the that girl aesthetic harder to escape?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of shoved down your throat every time you open your phone.
Right.
I mean, obviously you can, you're responsible for curating your own feed and whatever content you engage with is what's going to continue to be shown to you. Yeah. And to be honest, I'm very big on hitting not interested.
You said that before. I'm like, wow.
For me. And that's why on social media, I engage, especially TikTok. Like I actually, I mean, from a like perspective, I actually do engage a lot because to me, one, if it's someone and I'm like, I genuinely want to support them, obviously I'm going to give them a like. But if it's like, I liked this video, for me, a lot of the times going through social media, it's about training the algorithm.
Yeah.
So to me, when something pops up and I'm like, don't show me this bullshit ever again.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I will hit not interested. And honestly, that's why I started the video off with this because I hate content like that. It girl aesthetic, how to become that girl. I hate all of it. And that's why I just hit not interested because I think it's stupid, to be honest. Yeah. I for lack of a better word.
I think it's a false reality because there's truly still no happiness in it. It's like, you can't tell me you follow some random girl's It Girl training crash course, and all of a sudden you wake up feeling and looking your best and you're happy. It's like we always talk about, there's so much inner work that you have to do. And being that girl, it's so much more than just the exterior things that you can change about yourself. It's like, what are you doing inside? Like, that is the most important thing. And it's like, once you really do the inner work, you just radiate. You know what I mean? I think that's a big thing that these It Girl tutorials are not teaching you. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's only so much work you can do to yourself. And no offense, 9 times out of 10, if you're touching your face and you're getting surgery, these bodies and faces are not aging well. I'm sorry, but they're not. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm seeing a lot of these BBL girls. I'm like, your body's only 5 years in or less. And God forbid you have a child. The 360 body change to me, I'm like, I'm just so glad I never fell for that trend, because we're still in the beginning stages of it. But so many girls have followed the trends of what these IG influencers are doing, and they look really old now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? We can end the video here, because how do you become that girl? Go to therapy. That's the answer.
Please.
Work on your inner self, better yourself in your demons and whatever, yeah, your traumas, because, and I'm joking, but not joking, because I feel like everything falls into place after that, starts to fall into place after that, because you stop hanging around people that aren't good for you. You stop dating people that aren't good for you. You start to look inward. You become more in tune with your emotions,
yeah,
and what makes you happy and what doesn't make you happy and what positive energy feels like to you. And once you once you fix that energy around you, then you start to call in more positive energy and remove any negative energy. And I feel like that is how you become that girl, because literally I just don't feel like it's an exaggeration to say everything just starts to fall, you know, into place.
Yeah.
And so that is how. It's not by going to Pilates, it's not by buying matcha, it's not by getting lip filler, it's not by buying 18,000 skincare products and getting a new wig. And obviously self-care is important. Yes. I'm not going to deny that.
We're definitely big advocates of it.
Yes. But I think those are just additions, mm-hmm, right? Like, when you feel good on the inside, then getting your hair done, nails done, whatever, is just adding
right
to that. But nothing superficial is going to make you feel better if you feel like crap inside.
Yeah.
Work on yourself and look within. And I feel like that's what the girlies are not saying.
To me, the whole that girl situation is you're just trying to do it to shit on other people, please other people, have other people being like, oh my God, like, I want to be like her. I want her life. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people's intentions of being that girl are not even for their own benefit. It's for others, mm-hmm, which I'm like, you're missing the whole point, that mm-hmm there's no true happiness or reward in that, because you're never going to please people. You know what I mean? People are still going to talk shit. They're still going to make you feel small. And it's important to know who you are within yourself, regardless of how people may think or feel about you.
That and being in tune with whatever your purpose is on this earth will also kind of help the stars align and help everything yeah fall into place, because you can watch people, they can be inspirational to you, but that does not mean that you are meant to do what they are doing.
Yeah.
That may not be for you to yeah have that life. And you can comment on somebody's video and ask them step by step how they did something, how they got there. That might not be your path.
Yeah.
And you need to figure out what your path is. And that, again, comes from looking inward, because you can go down somebody else's path and ultimately not feel fulfilled. Mm-hmm. It's about what you're meant to be here to do. I think another way too, outside of therapy, is what are your God-given talents? What are your God-given gifts? Like, what are you inherently good at? Mm-hmm. Is there something that you have literally been passionate about since you were a toddler? And maybe you're not even in that career now, but it's always something that's been in the back of your mind. Like, that maybe is something that you're supposed to be doing, right? Like, for me, when it comes to beauty, whatever, like, from the time I was a kid, I always loved dressing up my Barbies, doing their hair, like all of that. I always was like that. And then I always loved going with my mom to work because she was a buyer. And I would go to market week with her and like she'd be picking out clothes for whatever retailer she worked for. Like I always loved that. And then I always felt in some way I wanted to like be a blogger. And then I like, I don't know, I feel like I was in my early 20s and I like made a new Instagram and then I fell off of it. And it's like, and then I picked it back up and then I stopped. And it's like, it's always been something for me that's been in the back of my mind. And to me, that's a sign, like I am supposed to be doing it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I like to think I'm good at it.
No, definitely.
You know? So I think that's something to think about too, is like, if you are feeling stuck or you're in a career that you hate, like what are you naturally gifted at? Mm-hmm. And are you using that? Because that's how you become your version of that girl. Like what did God bless you with? Not what is this big ass influencer doing that they're good at? What are you good at?
It's definitely the game changer. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not always a quick fix or a quick answer for everyone. But I think once you do find what your purpose is on this earth, it becomes a lot easier to just navigate. How do you navigate the pressure to stay composed when you really just want to fall apart?
I think touching grass is part of it.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, like a lot of times things can feel like they're the end of the world when they're not. And taking one day at a time and solving one problem at a time. And something I've really, really, really been trying to be better at over the past couple of weeks is just always looking at the glass half full. And if I am feeling gloom and doom or whatever, thinking, but I am blessed in XYZ way. And yeah, that's my version of touching grass.
Yeah. I think that's fair because you do have to look at the positive and not always the negative, even when the negative is like blasting in your peripheral or whatever. For me, it's honestly listening to a sermon or maybe some type of positive audio that helps me kind of just like get me through that hump. But I think my biggest thing is just always reminding myself to be patient with myself, to have faith. And just remind myself that good things do take time. So there's times where I'll just kind of be like, God, I hear you, but listen, help me get through this, right?
Yeah.
So just having those one-on-one conversations with God. Honestly, I'm not a big crier. I used to be a big crier, but I'm not anymore. And so for me, also, I think it's just taking a nice walk. Like when I feel like I'm about to just like the world is ending, I go take a work, like get a workout in. And, you know, I definitely find myself getting back to like, all right, I just kind of needed to like release. But yeah, I think those are the ways that I do it. Thankfully, I don't have bad habits. I just try to find ways to like, all right, I don't want to say isolate myself, but spend that time with myself to get myself back to where I need to be.
Yeah, I definitely can fall into a time or two where I have bad habits, you know, because I can go for a good stress eat and just DoorDash some trash food.
Oh, yeah. That happens for sure.
Yeah. And that's fine every once in a while. Just don't make a habit out of it.
Right.
But yeah, to your point, listen, a good cry is going to do it. It releases a lot out of your body.
No, I believe it.
It really does. And the way you can like magically feel better after a good cry is one thing. But for me, especially if my anxiety is high, is two things. One, journaling, because that's just a very good outlet to let it out. But I've also found that when I feel overwhelmed or anxious, something that relieves anxiety is planning and taking action. This quote is by James Clear. It says, working on a problem reduces the fear of it. It's hard to fear a problem when you are making progress on it. Even if progress is imperfect and slow, action relieves anxiety. And that's true. When I feel like there is a lingering issue and I'm doing nothing about it, my anxiety just gets extremely bad. But the second I take one small step towards fixing it, I feel significantly better.
No, I believe that. I believe that because that's definitely the times where I'm the most anxious is when I'm like unprepared. But I'm one of those people where I thrive so well under pressure. But I'm like, Ashlyn, you've got to stop putting yourself in this fight or flight mode. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I need that fire to just get me going. But yeah, I totally agree with that quote. You couldn't. Yeah, that's
very well said. Sometimes, even if it's not like a true action toward, like for me, even planning, how am I going to fix this? Writing it down step by whatever it is, even that makes me feel better. But yeah, because it just lingers. If it's like you're literally ignoring this and you don't have a plan to fix it, it just, the anxiety that creates for me is just so bad. So yeah, for me, journaling how I feel and then, okay, what is the plan of action here? It makes me feel so much better.
Yeah. All right, let's end it with, how do you define being your version of that girl?
I guess there's different like categories for that. So when you talk about like outer appearance, right, it's not comparing yourself to other people. It's like, I'll look at old pictures of myself and be like, okay, how can I get back to that? Because, well, for some people, it may not be realistic to ever fully get back to a old version of yourself. But like looking at a picture of somebody else can be inspiring, but it's like, that's not you. So for me, I'll be like, okay, I want to get back to that because that's realistic. Because I was once there, I can do it again. Right. Because it's my body, it's my face, it's whatever, my clothes. I'm like, okay, I want those jeans to fit like that again.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. And that's fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair to compare yourself to somebody who has completely different genetics.
Yeah.
A completely different budget than you probably have, whatever it is. A completely different lifestyle. More time on their hands than you might, less responsibilities. So that's number one as far as outwards. Inwards, for me, as long as I continue to be introspective and sit with my feelings and be a reasonable, empathetic person where I respect my own feelings and I respect the way other people feel and I communicate calmly, respectfully, and empathetically, that's what being that girl looks like for me from like an emotional health standpoint. Like I respect other people's boundaries. I respect my own and I respect my feelings and I allow myself to feel them. And then I act accordingly. That's what being that girl looks like to me, is being emotionally healthy and stable, because most people are not.
Right. Please stop.
And then career-wise, I think it just looks like, career-wise is tough because it I feel like I'm still figuring that out because I want to pay my bills, but how much further do I want to go without sacrificing my happiness? But overall, am I doing all of these things and living in my God-given purpose? That's what looking like, or that's what being that girl looks like for me personally.
Being that girl to me is, I think, what our podcast stands for the multifaceted girlies, right?
Yes.
Just being multifaceted, being able to, even though it's hard to balance it all, but finding ways to be around in different spaces and somewhat do the best that you can, right? Whether you like to be in the church, having your relationship, you know, in the church, your relationship with your friends, your family. Doing good at what you do best, whatever type of job you may have, obviously making the time to spend with yourself. So I think it's just that girl to me is a girl that just embodies all of that, all the good things in life. And it's kind of like, I don't know, you're just like a positive force. Like you do a good job at just somewhat balancing things for the most part. I admire women like that, where it's like, wow, like you have a lot on your plate. And you're in so many different areas, but you're really good at a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So I think those are my that girls for real. Not you just good at tricking on men and getting stuff out of them. Sorry, you're not that girl to me. That's not enough. Contrary to belief, right?
Yeah, no, I think being multifaceted is definitely being that girl. It's like you could be a corporate baddie, but you could also be a baddie in the club. Occasionally on the weekends.
Hello.
But you can also want to go ride bikes and be wholesome. And you can be a sister and a mother and a friend and You can be many things and you can do it all.
Yeah.
And be that girl. And there is no, and that's what I started the episode off saying, is these YouTube videos that outline a blueprint to become that girl, there's no blueprint.
Yeah.
Like, look inward. That's the blueprint.
Come on.
You know? And only you know what that blueprint is for you, not some random YouTuber.
Yeah.
And not even us.
Come on.
You know? Only you know how you become the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to spend time with yourself and talk to yourself and work through, you know, work through things within yourself, because that's how you become that girl. Not, there's no fucking blueprint. Mm-hmm. You can watch 8 million YouTube videos. That's how she became her version of that girl. You have to figure out, not only, because there can be a difference between what you want for yourself and what's actually best for you.
True. True.
And what's actually going to make you feel good. Because you can look at somebody mm-hmm. else's lifestyle and think that that's going to make you happy. And then you get it and you're like, I'm not happy.
Yeah. No, seriously.
So.
I mean, it's just as simple as a diet plan. There's diet plans I've looked at. I'm like, oh my God, like what? That's how she lost that weight. I look, I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing that.
Exactly.
Or I can't sacrifice that. So like, it's as simple as that, yes. right?
It's like, I'm very happy the keto diet worked for you. I personally cannot give up that many carbs in that way or whatever it
yeah,
is, you know?
Right.
Congratulations to you on being vegan. I'll do my best. But not for me, so.
Yeah.
All right, we will end with today's mantra moment, which is, the real glow up is internal. Healing, peace, and alignment will always outshine perfection. Becoming that girl isn't about becoming her. It's about coming home to you.
Mm.
Coming home to yourself.
That's real.
Exactly.
I think looking that's all inward. We talked about
exactly.
yeah, today.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week.
We'll see y'all next Sorry, week.
I just blinked. Please don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, follow us on all platforms at Suburban Black Girl Pod. Email us at suburbanblackgirlpod@gmail.com, and we will see you next week.